Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Victim.
Hello, how's it going?
Good. I'm sorry you had to witness that absolutely shocking pun, but you know, I can't help myself sometimes. How's it hanging out in Tamaki Makaurau?
Oh, very cold.
Very cold.
And lots of full buses, and I missed them all. Yeah, but I'm here.
That's such is life. We're not alone, though. We've got Trigvi in the studio.
Kia ora. We do.
Hi, everyone. Hi.
Welcome. So, Trigvi, you are in a very cool show coming up very soon called Mr. Red Light.
Yes.
And from what I've read on it, it seems wacky, crazy, unpredictable. How has it been being a part of it? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Oh, it's a fantastic play. I've come back into this country just to do this play.
Whoa!
High stakes.
Yeah, because I love the director Ben Crowder and the writer Carl Bland, and I was just really excited to do this play, this amazing piece of new writing. And the nice thing about their kind of process of working is I never feel like it's going to be trapped in, like, here's a show that we've seen before, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the show has the potential to be something unlike has ever been seen on a New Zealand stage.
Oh,
and only
my
in
gosh.
The best way, not in a shocking, weirdo way, just in, like, in a way where... Sometimes you go to a play and you think, well, they're good actors and they're doing acting, and that's all very nice. And I feel like this one can transcend that and be something even more than theatre that you know.
Transcending theatre, Mr. Red Light. So you're a comedian, a slapstick comedian, which is very cool.
Yeah,
is the show going to have elements of that as well?
I'm trying to get as much of my comedy in as I possibly can.
Nice. Because you are Mr. Red Light.
Yeah, which kind of puts me like in a tough position because I am essentially bursting in and disrupting everyone's lives. So I'm not like the friendliest guy in town at the start of the show.
So Mr. Red Light's the mysterious stranger that saunders into town.
Exactly.
Or in this case, a pie shop. Is that right?
I was going to say, it says, wild slapstick, the meaning of life, falling in love. Suddenly the pie shop is a place where anything can happen. What a location to set a play. Why the pie shop?
Oh, look, you'd have to ask Carl that. As the actor, I just accept that the set around me is a pie shop. I don't know. I wonder why a pie shop. I think it's pretty funny.
It is
to be,
very funny. Definitely.
To be set in a pie shop.
And the name Mr. Red Light, it makes me think of ELO's Mr. Blue Sky. But is there
it's like the opposite of that. So if that is a play all about, like, a song that's all like optimism and everything's going really well, Mr. Red Light is a guy who just has terrible luck and nothing works out for him ever in his life. Like, just perpetually doomed to be driving in his car and stopping at every single red light.
Oh, because I was going to say, is there any significance to this name or clues to be drawn?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Wow, I see.
He's an unlucky man.
Oh, no.
Can't move forward in his life.
Would you agree that the play is a bit about, like, the most unlikely people forming the most unlikely bond in the most unlikely place?
Yeah, it's to do with that. And also, I think it's about people having their own blocks and their own sticking points kind of lifted for them as well.
Mm.
So as well as, like, everyone gets together and it's a nice little gang, everyone as individuals realizes why they haven't been able to have success and move forward in their life. And so they get this kind of freedom by the end.
And all in a pie shop.
All
have you
in
been
a pie
craving
shop.
Pie during this rehearsal process?
No, I think it's like when you work in a fish and chip shop and they're like, you can have all the fish and chips you want to eat. And you're like, I'm okay, I'm going to have a salad for a while.
Yeah.
The whole thing smells of pies.
So you guys open on August the 30th.
That's right.
And it's going to be at the Herald Theatre.
Yes.
Awesome. And it's a long season. You guys run until September 22nd.
Yeah.
If you would like to go see Mr. Red Light, you can book at heartofthecity.co.nz. And also, if you Google Mr. Red Light, many links will come up. And the cheapest tickets are $25. And it seems very, very, very cool. I'm so excited
to
see it.
Yeah, it's
going
to be really good.
Awesome. All right, thank you so much, Trigby.
Thank you, Trigby. It sounds really fun. It sounds really cool. And it's always nice to see exciting new theatre being written and performed in Auckland as well. Mm. What can people go and see this weekend? What's happening out in the rest of Tamaki Makaurau, Zoe?
Well, this weekend at the Pump House, it's not a new piece, but it's very exciting. Agatha Christie's Murder on the Nile. And I am a little Agatha Christie nerd.
Same.
So I'm very excited. It was the 1937 book, Death on the Nile. I don't know why they changed death to murder for the play, but they did.
Just so you know specifically what you're getting in for.
It's not just a death, it's a murder on the Nile. Hot passion, cool malice, revenge, love, rivalry. Poirot will be doing some stuff on a boat.
Twiddling his moustache.
Twiddling his moustache, talking about, I don't know, Belgium.
Yeah.
So it'll be the cathartic release of an Agatha Christie when everything ties together.
That's so good.
Super keen. And that's at the Pump House. And it closes on Sunday. So you can go tonight at 7:30 if you can brave the cold. Tomorrow at 2 and tomorrow at 7:30 again, and then Sunday 4 p.m.
Awesome. That's great.
I would go to that. And lastly, what I'm going to talk about today, Midsummer Night's Dream at Pop-Up Globe. They've only got a couple of shows of Midsummer Night's Dream left, so I would get in quick. If you are happy being a groundling, it's $10. But if you're a little more lavish, you can pay up to $40. And then if you think you're some sort of Queen Victoria, there are like big tickets for $159, but I would be happy with my groundling status.
Groundling status. But it's quite fun to be a groundling as well. That's when you sort of stand around in the pit, in the groundling. And you sort of see it from, you know, the closest level you can
closest
get to there.
Closest level you can.
Midsummer Night's Dream is a really good one to take your kids to, I think, as well. If your kids are interested in Shakespeare, it's quite a good one to sort of like enter in. That's very sort of fun romp of a tale.
Enchanted forests and donkey heads. And
yeah, it's good fun, good fun.
And the script is so easy to be like interpreted in many funny ways. I feel like the cast will have had such fun with this.
Fantastic. So that's the Pop-Up Globe?
It is, the Pop-Up Globe. Book tickets at popupglobe.co.nz.
Awesome. Thank you so much
for
bringing
worries.
Those in this morning. So we've got the Pump House Theatre, the Pop-Up Globe, and also the Herald Theatre in about a month's time, the end of this month, with Mr. Redlight. Thank you, Trigvi, for coming up.
Yeah. Thanks for having
so
me.
Thanks so much.
And cheers, Zoe, as well. We'll
see
you next week.
See you next week.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson Cumming, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Thank you.